there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. I'm sure you've heard the song My Way, made popular by Frank Sinatra. Its lyrics were written by Paul Anka, who while on holiday in the south of France heard the French song Comme des Habitudes, composed in 1967 by Claude François and Jacques Revaux. Back in New York, Anka rewrote the original French song for Sinatra, subtly altering the melodic structure and changing the lyrics. At 1 o'clock in the morning, he sat down at an old IBM Electric typewriter and said, "If Frank were writing this, what would he say?" And he started. And now the end is near. He'd read a lot of periodicals and noticed everything was my this and my that. It was the me generation, and Frank became the guy for him who used to say that. We're still in the me generation. We're in the generation of the iPhone and the iPad and the iTunes and a whole lot of stuff that focuses on me and my and all that really dominates my life. But let's move back to Frank Sinatra and his song, I Did It My Way. Anka used words he would never use personally. Take it up and spit it out. But that's the way Sinatra talked. Anka used to be around steam rooms with the Rat Pack guys. They liked to talk like mob guys, even though they would never have, they would probably have been scared of their own shadows. Finishing the song at 5 a.m, Paul Anka called Frank up in Nevada and said, "I've got something really special for you." It was for Frank, for no one else. Paul Anka's English lyrics of My Way tell the story of a man who, having grown old, reflects on his life as death approaches. He's comfortable with his mortality and takes responsibility for how he dealt with all the challenges of life while maintaining a respectable degree of integrity. Frank Sinatra recorded his version of the song on December the 30th, 1968, and it was released in early 1969. In the UK, the single achieved a still unmatched record, becoming the recording with the most weeks inside the top 40, spending 75 weeks from April 1969 to September 1971. It spent a further 49 weeks in the top 75, but never bettered the number 5 slot achieved upon its first chart run. I'll do it my way. The ethos of some people's lives. To be motivated and driven by self. Now, there's nothing wrong with being motivated. And there's nothing wrong with being original. And there's nothing wrong with thinking for yourself. And God has given us intelligence. And he's given us a mind to think and a will to choose. But we cannot live exclusively for ourselves. Man is not an island, it has been said. We relate to others. Some people spend their life doing life their way, ignoring the fact there's a God, ignoring the fact there are other people to take into account. We see some of the most successful people in life driven to push the boundaries. And for what might be good out of that sometimes, it's devastating in its effect upon others. It's also devastating in this fact that actually you're not happy by living for self. You know, one of the most selfless people who ever walked this planet was Jesus Christ. The Bible says about him, he looked not at his own things, but at the things of others. He pointed to himself as the way to God, but he was selfless and unassuming. He spent hours and weeks and years reaching out to others, serving others. He came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. If you want to have and enjoy freedom, liberty to live life the way God intended you to, you need to be freed from the bondage of doing it my way. The Lord Jesus said one day, the person that seeks to save their life will lose it. But a person needs to deny themselves, take up their cross and follow him. For in serving Christ, we will serve others. In turning from our sin to God, we will become liberated from the slavery and the habitual inward thinking, selfish mentality that sin produces in our hearts, and will be brought into the perfect freedom, the liberty of those who are God's children. Jesus said, there is a way, should I say, the Proverbs say, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I'll do it my way, or will you come God's way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. You've been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.